One of the greatest and most exciting challenges for universal design is translating this big idea into practice. So let's start with an easy example. A straw. What does it do? It moves liquid into your mouth via suction. So one way we can universally design a straw is to make it adjustable so that you can reach it from any angle. Now let's think about something a little bit more complex. How do we universally design the web? Well, one way we know we can make the web usable for people with disabilities is by following what are known as the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. Now, we're going to be covering these very quickly here. So I want to encourage you to look them up online and understand each of the components and what the criteria mean. But the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines basically consist of four components. Websites have to be perceivable, they have to be operable, they have to be understandable, and they have to be robust. Now, perceivable is one of those words that kind of means a lot of different things. But fundamentally, for our purposes, it means that web content, any interactive controls, anything on the website, has to be perceivable for people with disabilities. That may mean that if you put a video online, you have to put captions at the bottom of the screen to ensure that people who are deaf or hard of hearing have access to that video on an equal basis with others. It also means that if you put an image on the website, then that image has to have what's known as alternative texts, so that people who are blind or partially sighted have access to that image on an equal basis with others. So that's perceivable. Let's look at operable. Operable just means that I, as a user, have to be able to operate a website. So if I can't use a mouse for whatever reason, then I have to be able to use your website only with a keyboard. So that's operable. Now let's look at understandable. Understandable really gets into the content itself. So if I write a blog post and I'm using all kind of complex language and my users can't understand that blog post, then they don't have access to that blog post on an equal basis with others. Now let's look at that last criteria, robust. Robust just means that no matter what technology I use, I should be able to access your website on an equal basis with others. So if I like a specific web browser, I should be able to use your website. So those are the four basic criteria for making sure that your content is accessible for people with disabilities. Your content has to be perceivable, it has to be operable, it has to be understandable and robust. Now again, these content guidelines are all on the web. So please go out and seek out additional information. And where you're not sure how to make something accessible, seek out users. Seek out people to test your content to ensure that it's accessible for as broad a population as possible.